The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Greetings, loved ones. Greetings, loved ones. Hi, friends.
Hey, y'all.
So we had a big function. We just out here trying to function over the weekend. It was Saturday. And Lindsay took her kids to the event. My wife has been watching her daughter on social media since she was born and never gotten the chance to really meet her. So Lindsay said, I'll bring her to this event. So she brought the daughter, who's 4 years old, and her name is Delilah, or sometimes Lindsay pronounces it Dalala.
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 That, you know, she's got that North Carolina accent.
Dalala.
Dalala.
See it?
Dalala.
Dalala.
And then her son, who's 2 and a half, named Brooks. And then her husband, who is, how many months is he?
He is.
And his name is Kyle, and he's very nice.
Yep.
So she brought the children for Jody to meet. And then Jody took a picture with Dalala, and then out of nowhere, just without warning, sent it to my daughter, you know, just to flex on her. Because my daughter has been a fan of Dalala's as well on social media. And she said, my daughter, who lives in Nashville, said, oh, my God, do you feel like you're sitting there with a celebrity?
Yeah.
She said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
She was taking selfies. Delilah was loving it because she loves a selfie. She's always like, want to take a selfie?
Mm-hmm. Where'd she learn that?
I don't know.
Does that even have to be learned, though? It's so strong, and Lindsay, that could be a genetic thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Genetic trait. Mm-hmm.
It's evolution, guys.
Yeah. She just came out taking selfies.
But that was fun. That was a fun thing. It was at our one of our sponsors, Blackfin Ameripub in Ballantyne of Charlotte. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Fun time.
It was a Tunnel to Towers charity event. But I was driving, so I didn't get to drink very much. I know, Riggins, you were driving.
Yeah.
I hope Lindsay wasn't driving, so she was drinking tequila drinks.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I was, yeah.
What's your cocktail?
Tequila soda, splash of lime.
Okay.
Or just a tequila shot.
Just a shot, get it out of the way.
Yeah, get it. Yeah. I have like two of those, and I'm good.
Yeah.
I wasn't driving, but yeah. My husband doesn't drink liquor, so he usually drives.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't drink any liquor.
Mm-mm. Nope. It's not his thing.
Yeah.
He likes beer. And,
me too.
You know.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. There was a story about, you know, and they do this every year. What celebrity would you want to have at your Thanksgiving dinner? And I found this to be, I don't know, I wouldn't say it's kind of sad, or it means that I am a curmudgeon, as the kids say. But I could not think of one celebrity that I would want to have at my Thanksgiving celebration. Not that I hate all celebrities that much. I just can't think of one that I like personally enough, that I like enough personally to say, hey, come into my family Thanksgiving
right
celebration. Because to me, that means they're going to be there before we eat, watching football and stuff. They're going to be there through the meal, through the cleaning up, and then sitting down for more football and all, possibly drifting off into a nap.
Yeah.
They're going to be there for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the list of celebrities that people said they would want at their Thanksgiving, number one was Morgan Freeman. 2, Robert Downey Jr. 3, Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep?
Really?
How old were the people they were at? Yeah. Number 4, Hugh Jackman. And number 5 was Patrick Stewart.
The Star Trek guy?
Mm-hmm.
That's random.
No, he's the Strongbow guy.
Strongbow?
Yeah. Remember that apple cider Strongbow that he used to do the commercials for?
Oh.
That's not why he's known, but Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
Tom Hiddleston, who I don't know who that is.
He played Loki on the Marvel shows.
Okay, so it makes sense that I don't know who he is. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston, Scarlett Johansson, Tina Fey, Helena Bonham Carter, Emma Watson, Rachel McAdams, Johnny Depp, Zoe Deschanel, Jennifer Lawrence, The Rock, Kristen Wiig, Amy Poehler, and Adele. I wouldn't want any of those people, even though I may like their work, some of them. For example, Jennifer Aniston. I like her work, and she seems nice enough, but I just think there's some kind of craziness in her that would cause some awkwardness at Thanksgiving.
Someone funny, I get, like Jimmy Fallon or someone that can make you laugh, but how long is that going to go on? I mean,
well, I'm thinking that the risk you take with having Jimmy Fallon at your Thanksgiving is that he's just going to get so tore up from the floor up drunk that he's going to end up going to have to babysit him.
Oh, no. Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Tina Fey, I generally have a rule of no feminists at my family functions.
Yeah.
I don't want any, and so Amy Poehler's out too.
What about Kevin Hart? He's funny. He's not on the list, but he would be funny.
He's a little too loud for me. A little too loud.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, what does The Rock bring? I mean, I know he's like a big movie star, but like, is The Rock going to be easy to talk to or like entertaining at all?
No, he's eating only protein, drinking shakes. No.
No, when he has a cheat meal, it's crazy cheat meal.
That's true. So,
but still, I mean, he's a little loud. And
if he brings his tequila brand, I'm down. But
And then you really don't know if you want to have a plus one with a celebrity. You know who that is.
True.
You know? But you notice neither Travis nor Taylor made this list.
Oh, God.
It's true.
It'd be insufferable.
I'm trying to think who would be.
Yeah, I don't know. No one's coming to mind like, oh my gosh, if I could just get this one person there.
I would love a gay guy.
Okay, but we're talking about Thanksgiving now. Just any gay guy?
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of one that I would just really click with and we could talk the whole time about fashion and.
Okay, but you got to take into consideration then everybody else at your Thanksgiving is going to be bored stiff with that.
That's
going to be annoying to them.
Well,
you got to have somebody that's going to fit in with the group.
You know who'd be good? Jonathan Anton from that show Blowout. Remember that hairstyling show on Bravo?
I love him.
Oh, he's not gay though, is he?
Oh, no, he's not. But you would think he is.
I thought he was gay. He's not.
I never thought he was gay.
Oh, really? Oh,
no, he's masculine looking.
He is
good at hairstyling.
Yeah, I just assumed.
Because he does hair riggings? Nice.
Wow. Yeah, I did. 100% I assumed that. But then I remember he's not gay.
Okay.
But he was funny.
He was funny, yeah. Or is funny. Yeah, funny.
Maybe Nick Bergazzi?
Nate.
Nate Bergazzi?
I thought you were about to say Nick Cannon. I was like, you're a liar.
No. When you invite a stand-up comedian, it might be like they feel like they got to perform the whole time. And like they're kind of the center of the attention. Yeah.
But I was looking at him like because he's not a filthy mouth, doesn't cuss constantly and use profanities. We already have one of those at our Thanksgiving dinner. Her name's a little friend Jenny.
Don't need two.
Although, and that's another thing, I got to bring somebody who's not going to be offended by harsh language.
Yeah,
right.
Also, you'd have to bring somebody that she wouldn't just hate too, because she will let you know.
Yeah,
she's a harsh critic.
If they don't leave, I'm leaving.
So I can't think of a, and I'm a lot different than, you know, anybody else playing the game can come up with, you know, they don't just hate celebrities like I do most of the time. Personally, don't like them, you know, from their person, not saying I personally don't like, but their work I can enjoy and then the real them I can hate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is tricky. Nice clarification.
I
hate them personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any that I would invite, but I definitely would not invite James Cameron. He can stay away. I hate him.
He hates him.
Why?
James Cameron.
Because he thinks he's the greatest.
Oh, okay.
Is Tobey Maguire? You wouldn't invite Tobey Maguire?
No, is he
your Spider-Man or somebody else your Spider-Man?
He's one of my Spider-Men.
He's one of my Spider-Mans.
Why don't you like Toby?
He doesn't really like to be out in public. I don't think he'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Mm. Unless there's a bunch of 21-year-old hot bitches there.
Yeah. He doesn't act awkward in that situation.
No, he doesn't. He's right.
Hanging upside down saying, come kiss me.
Exactly.
More Extra Funny next.
Hey, it's TJ, and you know it is not a secret that my favorite gift to receive and my favorite gift to give is a delivery from Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is unrivaled in quality and taste, and this year you can just skip all of the holiday hassle and save 50% off site-wide during their cyber sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get a $30 reward card when you shop early and score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. We're talking about 5 generations of experience, and Omaha Steaks consistently delivers the world's best steak experience, and their gift experts have made it easy to deliver the perfect gift with thoughtfully curated gift packages starting at $89.99. From legendary steaks to mouthwatering desserts and more, save 50% off site-wide during the cyber sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR and a $30 reward card when you shop early. omahasteaks.com, promo code TJR, minimum purchase may apply.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins found this clip, and you think Kristen Chenoweth is being rare in this, huh?
Well, if you look at the caption on the video, it says, that was so shady. And I don't think it was shady at all. I think it's a generational thing.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. So this is what she said. She's talking about Wicked stuff going on in Wicked.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you said, okay, we're going to do 16 shows a week, she can do it. She works harder than, I would say I work pretty dang hard, but Ariana Grande works her butt off. That's why she doesn't have one.
And people are like, oh, she's so shady. But I think since Kristen Chenoweth is of a different generation, she looks at it like not having a butt is a good thing. But the young people that watch that video are like, oh, she's being catty.
Yeah.
No, right. I don't think so.
Yeah, see, it's a compliment from somebody who is not of the younger generation that likes fat women to say she's tiny and you know, she has a tiny butt.
Mm-hmm. It would be a massive compliment if she said it about me. Mm-hmm. I would feel like it was a massive compliment.
Yeah, you don't want a great big fat butt, do you?
Never. I want it actually non-existent. I want it to look the same as my front half so that I can wear my jeans from back in the day.
The top comment is, oh my God, this is so mean. But then people responded to it and said, honestly, it was probably meant as a compliment.
Yeah.
And then they talk about how their mom always says having a big butt is what people want now. When they were younger, people, they wanted to have as little of a butt as possible.
But not a flat butt. There's a difference. A little butt and a flat butt are not the same thing.
Right.
A little butt like this big, but has a little round shape to it,
mm-hmm.
is different than just flat across the back. Mm-hmm. It looks like, you know, you could iron their pants without them taking them off.
Yeah. Pancake butt.
Opposed to what seems to be the thing that people like now, which is this big, coming out 3 feet in the back, and saddlebags dragging the ground.
Yeah.
And, you know, the rest of it.
Bless you.
That's if you say a woman's butt is smaller than that to a gummied up young person, they're going to say, that's an insult.
Yeah. Yeah,
she came up in a different era where this would be considered a compliment. I doubt she meant it to be as shady as another.
No, see, and I got news for you. It's still a compliment.
Yeah.
Just because the trend changed to where everybody fell for this joke that society played on them and made them think that having a big fat ass is the way you should be.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's the way it is doesn't mean that having a little butt is not what you should have.
Right.
It's like Kristen Chenoweth seems like the nicest person. Like, do you think she would go in front of a reporter and be like, "Nah, she doesn't have a butt"?
No, she would never.
It's a ridiculous thing.
It's also kind of, I think, a Southern thing, too.
I was going to say that too. Yeah, for sure.
Like I was telling you, my Nana, I think the biggest compliment you can give to any woman is to say she's tiny, tiny.
Oh, yeah.
She's a tiny little thing.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And totally agree.
Yeah.
She comes from a generation where being a stick was a good thing.
Yeah.
You're either skinny or fat, as if most people aren't in between.
People just take everything. I mean, it's just exhausting. Mm-hmm. You can't say anything anymore.
Well, I think it's racist.
How is that?
I don't know. Do you have to prove why it is? Can't you just say it?
True.
I think y'all being racist against Kristen Chenoweth, giving her a hard time.
You racist.
Now, somebody did point out that Broadway divas are notoriously catty, and they said she was just being nasty to the person that's taking her place. No. And I think they're completely misreading this entire situation.
Yeah.
Now, who said that? Was it somebody who is a Broadway diva or works on Broadway? It could just be, you know, it's a known fact. But meanwhile, you know, you're commenting while you're on your break at the mall. Right. Yeah, never even been to the theater.
Right.
You know? Which, I mean, I have no dog in the hunt, really, between Kristen Chenoweth and Ariana Grande. I mean, they're both ultra liberals in my book and not good for the country, but whatever.
Kristen Chenoweth is bad for the country.
If she's a liberal, she is.
Yeah.
I was going to say that they're super talented, and that's what you were saying. But, oh, no, okay.
And it's even more disturbing when you find a Southern liberal. Ugh.
Where is she from?
I think she's maybe from Alabama or Texas or somewhere. I'm not sure.
She's so cute.
She was
I love her work.
Yeah. She was on one of my favorite shows that didn't get renewed for a second season. Texas Christian TCB is what it was called.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever watch that?
No, because I figured by the title of it and all that it was going to be blasphemous.
I thought it was hilarious. I don't know if it was because it was a long time ago. I was younger, so I don't know if I picked up on it. You know, I just thought it was.
Yeah.
She's in the trailer for this Lindsay Lohan movie that's out this week. It's a Christmas movie, and Kristen Chenoweth plays her boyfriend's mother. And when Lindsay Lohan comes to meet her for the first time at the holidays, Lindsay Lohan gives her a bottle of wine as like a hostess gift. And Kristen Chenoweth holds it. She's like supposed to be a mean kind of mother-in-law type. And she goes, oh, perfect. Convenient and easy. And like gives her the wine. It was kind of a funny line.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if she plays like a mean person well.
I think she would. Like somebody that's just catty. And,
yeah.
You know, that Southern mother-in-law that's judgmental.
Yeah.
I mean, she's good.
Yeah.
She's really good at the craft.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very apprehensive about shows that make fun of Christians and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I look at? It's an easy target.
Right.
Because, you know, anybody at any time in show business is welcome, encouraged to make fun of Christians.
Right.
Well, white Christians.
Yeah.
You can do that. But they wouldn't make a show the same way that was making fun of Muslim people.
Mm-hmm.
Or Buddhists,
right.
Or anything else.
That's like the Gemstones. I was apprehensive about it.
Yeah, me too. I only watched the first episode. Then I thought, this is getting too close to blasphemy.
Yeah.
But then I went back. Somebody told me that they had seen the whole thing and it wasn't. So
right.
I went back and I ended up liking it.
Yeah. I do feel like that TCB was the same way. Like you thought it was going to be, but it really wasn't. I mean, I wasn't offended.
But it was also a... You know, take that out of it. It wasn't it a show that was targeted toward women?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't something that a guy would sit down and go, I would love this.
Yeah, no. It was just about catty women in Texas. It was just kind of funny. I don't know. But she's so Polly Pocket-ish. That's why I love Kristen Chenoweth. I mean, I don't know her liberal views. I don't love that, maybe, but she is cute.
Yeah, I think she was the one that played... first time I ever saw her, she played Frasier's new agent on the show Frasier. She came in as a guest star, and she was really good on that. But she can sing too.
Yeah.
And I think she's beautiful. I like old chicks.
Oh. How old is she, though?
Because I think she's about my age.
56.
Yeah, see?
She's from Oklahoma, by the way.
Uh-huh.
You were asking earlier.
She doesn't change. I don't know if she's had work done, but she never
That's
changes.
A great way to say it. You know, she doesn't change.
I mean,
you don't change at all. I mean, that's a great one.
I mean, Lindsay. It is a compliment.
She never changes.
Yeah. Your face hasn't changed since college.
Yeah.
Except for your neck.
Yeah. That's great.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.